This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hey, this is Matt Blender from OK So Radio, and you are listening to Mikey Pod. No longer of the Bayou, it's Mikey Pod of the hippie pecan farm. So enjoy.
Wait a minute. What kind of place is this?
Oh, it's just a collective cooperative community service operation outreach program project.
Okay, as long as you're not a cult.
Hello and welcome to episode 67 of Mikey Pod. Today is October 1st, 2006. I'm podcasting to you on location from Koinonia Farms in Americus, Georgia. And here is The Blow with Pile of Gold.
All the girls are sitting on a pile of gold. All the girls and the boys, you know they want it. They want all the girls are sitting on a pile of gold. All the girls and the boys, you know they want it. They want it, want it. Boys, we love you. Some of us don't, but plenty of us do. You shouldn't treat us good. Can you do that? Then you know we're gonna share more of our goods with you. All the girls are sitting on a pile of gold. All the girls and the boys, you know they want it. They want all the girls are sitting on a pile of gold. All the girls and the boys, you know they want it. They want it, want it, want it. Some do this, learn to see through this. They get scared, so scared. Maybe we'll refuse to share with them. I'll join some massive selfish exodus. But tell them I know that you're brave enough, and you could learn to save enough to make some free trade with me. All the girls are sitting on a pile of gold. All the girls and the boys, you know they want it. They want all the girls are sitting on a pile of gold. All the girls and the boys, you know they want it. They want it, want it.
That's The Blow with Pile of Gold. That's a good song. I heard that on the Six Eyes blog. And I don't know if it's pod safe. I'm guessing if that, because he seems to kind of have the hookup with a bunch of record labels. So I'm guessing if they're willing to provide their MP3s for free for him to post on his blog, then I should be able to play them, right? So by assumption, that's pod safe. And Six Eyes, I think it's sixeyes.blogspot.com, but I'll put a link there. It's a really great blog for discovering new music. And I actually found that before I left Houston. It's not so easy for me nowadays to download a lot of music, though I'm kind of getting a routine going. So it's been 2 weeks since I last podcasted. And hold on, let me get my little checklist here. It's gone. Oh, there it is. And, yeah, you know, I had a week of sort of watching numbers decrease, and I shouldn't look at numbers, but I do, and it's depressing sometimes. But then I got a Google Talk chat thing from Brian at the Procrasticast, telling me that Chris Daly, my pal from Houston, isn't that weird? I don't live there now. Had made some nice comments about me on Adam Curry's, whatever you call it. God, hello, wake up. I've been out running today. Right, well, let me set the scene for you. It's 10:47 a.m. I'm in my bedroom here in the duplex. My roommate, Ross, is in the living room watching some news thing very loudly, but I don't think you can hear it through the mic. And everyone else has pretty much gone to church. I went to the Mennonite church last Sunday, and it was nice, but church is boring. Just in case you didn't notice. But we have a meditation and like a little mini chapel service every day during the week here on the farm that all the community members go to. So 5 days a week of that, and then afternoon meditation I did maybe three times this week, is far more than I've been doing for the past number of years. So I feel like I got it going pretty good. And it's not boring to go to the little chapel because it's short and it's generally something that, I don't know, people here are fairly similar to me. So the high point of the past 2 weeks, I will tell you, is that I went dumpster diving. There were five of us that went to an AA meeting because one of the community members here was celebrating 4 years. And I don't know whether it's okay to say anybody's name, so I'm not going to. But this group of people are totally into the dumpster diving thing. And my window is open. Excuse me. And so we went to the meeting, and on the way there, I was like, hey, when is dumpster diving season coming? Because I totally want to podcast it. Next time we go, well, let me tell you how it happened. We turned around and went back so they could get their supplies. They have these lights. Two people, well, I can say their names. They don't care. I just won't say last names. Anne and Brendan have these lights they put on their head, like those minor lights, but they're little like flashlights. So they had those, and we went to the meeting, then we went around behind the Winn-Dixie in America's Georgia. And there are two dumpsters back there. One had really nothing in it, and the other was full of bread, like Pepperidge Farms, nice bread. There was all kinds of stuff. So Brendan and Anne both climb in the dumpster, and they're standing inside. I was on one side with a like a milk crate, and Jay was on the other side with a milk crate, and they're throwing out all this bread, and we got an angel food cake and all these boxes of croutons and stuff. And we filled up the back of their, sorry, I shouldn't clear my throat into the microphone. I apologize. So so we were outside this grocery store. It's a huge grocery store, and just packing all this stuff into the back of their station wagon. And Brendan's wife was driving. So she was ready to like do the getaway car. Hopefully she would have waited for all of us to get in the car. I'm sure she would have. And then we took off. So we brought all this stuff back. So we have bread and croissants and all this food from the dumpster. So partly like that is so exciting to me just because it's a totally retarded thing to do. And also, well, that same night I had like my $15 stipend for my grocery shopping, and we eat 5 days a week here. They make a huge lunch, and I work in the kitchen one day a week. And this week I made vegetarian spinach and cheddar cheese quiche. It was delicious, mostly. And but being at the grocery store with only $15 to spend, because I usually have like I have some money put away, not a ton, like $600 from the last check I got from selling my piano. And so that I'm kind of having is money to pay for my cell phone to keep it going, and you know, extra money at Walmart if I need it, which is kind of bad that we go there, but that's where people go. Some people choose not to, but I don't have a car. So I may find some other way to do that. Anyway, enough of that. So I had exactly $15 to buy food for the entire week. This isn't supposed to be a sob story. This is supposed to be an interesting story of like the difference in shopping now, like, because before I felt like I was really poor, and by a lot of people's standards, I was. And I don't have any bills right now. All I have to do is buy enough food to kind of get me through the week, like supplemental. So I bought some cereal, and like I was starting to buy this little box of Hot Pockets, but they're like $2 or something. And one of the other interns was like, "Ooh, that's you're gonna pay $2 for that? You can buy these pizzas. They're only 67 cents." So I wound up buying these two little cheese pizzas instead of buying Hot Pockets. And, well, I'm trying to be vegetarian, and I have been mostly. I'll probably get there because, I don't know, I'm just rambling. I'll tell you about my dream, and then we'll hear a song or something. No, there's more stuff to tell you. I need to not skip a week of podcasting. My allergies are getting to me. Sorry about the sniffling and everything. So I was vegetarian for almost the entire week, and then I ate. Oh, I went to the Taste of Sumter, which is like a festival where all the restaurants in this town of Americus and the surrounding area, which is, we're in Sumter County. And what was I? Oh, so they have all these booths set up, but it's one block of food. And I ate I had bacon that night. Yeah, because I went to the Taste of Sumter. I ate a pork sandwich, like barbecue pork sandwich. That was my first meat of the week. And then we went to Waffle House because I was so bored. And I went with Erica and Matt. We went to Waffle House. Suddenly I'm like, this is really... And here's what I did on the other mundane day at the farm. But anyway, I ate bacon that night. And then the whole night I had dreams of pigs. And they were all really friendly and cute. So I woke up in the morning. I was like, maybe my dreams are trying to tell me something about continuing to work toward being vegetarian. So I've been vegetarian since then. It's fairly easy here because they make this huge lunch, like I said, but there's always a vegetarian option because there are vegetarians here. So, and it's usually pretty good. So that's sort of a day in the life, 2 weeks in the life. I did also go to the Peanut Festival. That was last Saturday, and it's boring. But I did see a bunch of the Jimmy Carter stuff because it was in Plains, and that's where Jimmy Carter was from. So I saw the depot where he started his campaign. And so it was cool to kind of check all that stuff out. But it's a teeny tiny town. Oh, and I also went that night. There's in conjunction with the Peanut Festival, there's a play they do every year that's written by this pastor, writes all the music. And then some other woman had written the script, and it was very Waiting for Guffman, to say the least. So for today's, I think this is going to be my last episode that has a big chunk of information about Clarence Jordan, because frankly, I'm saturated with information about him. But I did interview, really, this is just her telling the history because I couldn't, long story. We only had one mic, so it's really mostly Ellie. Ellie Castle is a community member here. She's been here for 8 years. With her husband, who I'll probably get both of them on the show. I think, well, if you guys let me know too what you think, that'd be great. But in the process, in the meantime, I think I'm going to do more about the experience here and more about the community members here, any of them that are willing to come on the show and talk to me about how they want up here and why they like it and all of that stuff. So, but I think this is going to be all I can take of the Clarence Jordan stuff because we have study sessions twice a week about Clarence Jordan, and frankly, there's not that much to know about. The history is fascinating, but I only need to hear one or two versions of it, even with my ADD mind. So, after this song from my pal Shingo 2, this is called Love You Like Water. We'll go right into Ellie and me talking about the history of this place. But before we do, I just realized I didn't complete that thought I was going to make about Chris Daly made that comment. From what I can tell, I haven't really listened to the Daily Source Code in months, but he was making a, he and Chris are having some kind of conversation. I've only heard Chris's end of it because I only listened to that. But I heard that he had made this comment, which included some mad props for me about being sincere and genuine about like how I do on my podcast. And hearing that really just made me like, you know what? I'm not doing this as much as I would love to have more people listening to this show and be like pod famous. And don't get me wrong, I'm totally ego driven in that way where I would love to be like people loving me and adoring me from across the land. But the reality is that's not happening. And sometimes it's happening less than others, and it's been lately less than others. But my point in doing this is my own personal kind of growth, because I didn't come out here for y'all. I came out here for me. And the whole process has been an exercise for me of kind of creating myself and creating myself as who I'm really intended to be. And that's going to happen whether or not people are listening. So if you are listening, thank you. And please let me know that you're listening. Otherwise, I need to just get over it and continue to have fun with this. So here is all of that is to say thank you, Chris. Chris is a good guy. Check him out at writingwithwindowdown.com. He also does the Pod Music Countdown. I'll put links to all that stuff because he's the man. Don't you love that? You're the man. Yeah, so anyway, here's Shingo 2. And there's a flash video that goes with this that I'll also put a link to. Love You Like Water.
Yeah. It's like this. If we can't make love, we can always make peace, can't we? If we can't make love, we can always make peace, can't we? If we can't make love, we can always make peace, can't we? Have a minute or two to come face to face, y'all know. Just name the place and I'ma be there half an hour early, so I can feel the joy in my chest while waiting for. Even if you're late,
a couple of pics. It'll feel like forever to sit in front of the building. Watch a crowd walk by and you're not in it. Doubt reach a limit, then you surprise me with your presence, the dopest present of all. Totally in awe by the simple fact that you came, plus you answer my call, huh? My body loves you like water, dry land thirst to the highest order. Sweet memories, say don't record her. Two pal birds sitting on the border. My body love you like water, dry land thirst to the highest order. Sweet memories, say don't record her. Two pal birds sitting on the border. Yeah. So much on my mind, and yet before I lay to rest, I find the space to think about a long lost friend. Wherever the excitement went, so did the air and the heavenly scent. Now the stench of my own breath got me sucking on the fruit of death. Real life and death around the world got me feeling on the times we spent. I don't know how to relate, but they do see, believe you me. I never felt so wanted like a fugitive on a poster, but you already had me like a coaster on the bottom of a fine glass, translucent the most. Reason to pass a pour from the sealed bottle. We can crack shells like a pair of sea otters, gaze like crystal geyser with the mineral rich with the natural gift. My body love you like water, dry land thirst to the highest order. Sweet memories saved on recorder. Two pal birds sitting on the border. Yeah, my body love you like water, dry land thirst to the highest order. Sweet memories saved on recorder. Two pal birds sitting on the border. Now break it down like law, we can always make peace, can't we? If we can't make law, we can always make peace, can't we? If we can't make law, we can always make peace. Something like that.
Okay, here's another change of plans for you. Sorry, guys. That interview, or the story of Koinonia that Ellie told, is about a half hour long. Right now we're at 17 minutes. That makes for about a 50-minute show, which will take an eternity to upload. So instead of doing that, I'm gonna put that show up as a podcast of its own. So I'll put it up tomorrow. I'll get it ready to go and then upload it tomorrow. That'll be Monday. So today is Sunday, and that's when I'm going to upload this. So I have some other ideas for some things we're going to do, and Dave Calderbank and I actually have been discussing some cool ideas. Man, I'm just a plethora of bodily functions. I'm sniffing and coughing and burping. I'm drinking too much coffee, but I'm keeping the burps to myself. I hope you appreciate that. Well, I guess now I'm not. So these are the things that we've got going on here. We've got history, I can't even go into all this. I need to do more than one show every 2 weeks, definitely, and possibly more than one show a week. Now I'm getting a swing for kind of a routine here, and my work is sort of sketched out and in place. So I'm going to be a little more consistent and possibly more productive podcast wise. I'm a lot busier here than I thought that I would be. So what I'm going to do then is end the show here at a nice brisk 20-minute show. And tomorrow I'll put up the interview with Ellie. And then who knows, I've got a couple of sound seeing things coming up, and also some talk with some other community members and my fellow interns, who are a group of freaks in not necessarily the best possible way. But it's been fun. So with all of that, thanks for listening, guys. And I'm going to put some... You know what I'm going to put? I was listening to it this morning. A song. I'll put it in the show notes, whatever I choose. Okay, you guys have a good day or so. And keep the feedback coming. 206-339-6682. Or you can email me at mikeypod.com. Or also put comments on the blog. And that's it.
We sailed away on a wind's winter's day, with fate as malleable as clay. But ships are fallible, I say, and the nautical as all things fade. But I do recall our caravel, a little wicker beetle shell with four fine masts and lateen sails, its bearings on Caparibel. Sight of bridges and balloons makes calm canaries irritable. They call and call afternoon cabineries and dirigibles. Brace and boil the living room, a womb of metal, a warp of wimble, and a worth of Milky Moon can beat hearts larger than a thimble. Oh, my love, oh, it was a funny little thing to be the ones to see.